Hey, AfterBuzzers. Kevin Undergaro, the executive producer of AfterBuzz, along with Maria Menounos.
Hi, everybody.
And Maria and I, as you know, have put so much time and money into the AfterBuzz TV product and really haven't seen a lot in return.
Nope, not yet.
But one of the ways you guys can actually help us is by tuning into our new reality show, Chasing Maria Menounos. It premieres Tuesday, March 18th, 10 o'clock, 9 p.m. Central, and features me and Maria basically bickering, fighting.
No.
No?
No, it's not just bickering and fighting. You get an inside look into my life, behind the scenes.
You'll also get a behind-the-scenes look at AfterBuzz and an inside look at how Maria does everything in her power to shut us down.
Honey,
because she's very cheap.
That is so rude. Why would you say that?
Because it's true.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, guys, please tune in to Chasing Maria Menounos on Oxygen, Tuesday, March 18th at 10 p.m. We really do appreciate it. All of your support will help AfterBuzz because Maria certainly won't.
So rude.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
This is still like one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Oh,
it just never will get old.
No matter what bad mood you're in, you all of a sudden just go, oh.
Yeah, you have to put it really loud though. It's like one of those songs.
You gotta jam to it. There you go.
Turn it up, Steven. If I could sing right now, I would belt this shit out.
Anybody who's been to New York, and the moment you hear this, you just take those streets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a real true New Yorker.
I own this city.
I love it.
You're not even from here.
Perfect segue for Real Housewives of New York. This is the season 6 premiere.
Yay.
Fabulous. Woo. We are so excited to be here tonight. We have an awesome panel. Who am I? So I'm Ashley. I'm your host tonight. And who am I with? Starting over here.
I'm Stephanie McGraw, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner. And Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, look at this. So we got a familiar face here. She's going to be helping us break down tonight's episode and hopefully a lot more episodes. We'd love to have her back. You're a great host.
Oh,
so we're excited to have you. So I'm definitely excited about tonight. This was one of those seasons that I've been anticipating because last season ended very dramatically. And a lot of the times the Real Housewives don't end on a, like, for instance, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills finale was last night. There really wasn't a lot of drama that it ended on, and it kind of left us not really anticipating the reunion. But, like, I guess I'm spoiled at this point. I feel like
you need
drama
to, like, have someone flip a table or hit somebody or pull
exactly
a wig off or something.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. That's how it is
right now. Make a note.
Exactly.
Hey, we have, with all the housewives, we've been completely overexposed now. We expect and we need
a table flip.
We need
something.
Punches being thrown.
Right.
That's our problem, I think, with a lot of the shows now.
No, exactly. And it's just, it's them. It's Andy Cohen. He's spoiling us. I mean, it's getting every year more and more. But for this show, last season, it really, because these people are a lot, I don't want to say the word older, so I'll try to think of another
more
word.
More mature.
More mature.
Well, seeing, that's debatable.
You
as
know,
well.
It's that's seeing people right that mature get in it with each other. It's more difficult to digest than seeing like hot little, you know,
college
Alexis Bellinos and Gretchens like fighting. It's kind of like, oh, well, you know, It's like you picture almost like your parents fighting.
Yeah.
And it's just
it's uncomfortable
crazy
and awkward.
It definitely brings a different, like, when you're watching it, it gives you a different feel as you're watching. You're kind of like, ooh, as to where if it's like younger,
people,
you're
exactly
kind of like, go girl, go,
yeah, exactly,
and get it, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yep.
You're waiting for it.
No, totally. And so we obviously lost Countess Luanne de Lesseps. We will have her back and forth, but she's not one of the main characters mm-hmm. this season. So that's kind of a bummer because I love her. And you
I
know,
loved her and her relationship with her children.
I know. Yeah. I know. What were you going to say?
I think that's something that over this in particular, tonight's episode that we can talk about, is how we've all watched from the New York Housewives from the first season and how it sort of progressed. And I know we've all got mixed feelings about the cast and the new cast and what it is today, and I guess what we're sort of, you know, what everyone kind of feels we're kind of missing, or if not missing.
Bittersweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me, at least, it is. I don't know how many, obviously, you guys, did you watch the first season? You were obviously yes. in the midst of doing your own stuff, but,
yes, but
you
I did
with
watch.
Bethany and yes. Jill. So, I mean, every time it's on, I'm guilty of having my TiVo, my DVR, already tape it. It mm. knows to tape 2008 yes. season because I just love that
oh,
season.
I know. Yeah. I miss that. I miss that cast.
Yeah, you do, right?
I miss the original.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Exactly.
I loved Jill.
I did. She was just... Was
Jill's Aaron.
Just... You Zarin. Just liked her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even though she was ridiculous at times, you just really... She was a likable mm-hmm. person. And she cared about everybody and she always wanted to, like, fix things and... But she was real.
But we did root for Bethany at one point. We all
oh, yeah.
know, we all did.
Oh, I watched yeah. Bethany's show.
Yeah.
When she
yeah.
got married, when she yeah. had baby. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. I feel like, is she coming around for her own show again?
No. Now that, you know what? We no. can't get too this could take a long time. Yeah. But basically, we got really attached. And yeah. we've, you know, the loyal fans have gone season to season. And we've accepted Aviva and Carol and Heather. And now we have a new, fresh, beautiful face, I might add. Mm. Kristen Take, I think it's Takeman, T-A-E-K-M-A-N. Would that be Takeman or Takeman? Kristen, pretty Kristen, basically.
And she admits she's pretty.
Yeah, she does. That's mm-hmm. her tagline,
yeah,
right?
Tagline.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty. I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have watched the those spoofs on The Housewives.
Yeah.
They do like the fake ones.
The best. Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Where they put yeah. the wig on and they try to look yes. like, yes, so great.
I thought this was like super fake. Like, it didn't seem real that they would actually say that. Like, Sonia would say, yeah. I'm going commando.
I have to, chime in on this. I know
yes,
that the
please.
First year I was doing it, you're new and you don't know yeah. what to do. Right. And my tagline, they actually got me to say this and I got the worst just like repercussions
the first
for
yeah.
my first season. It was something about, am I high maintenance? Of course I am. Look at me. And they got
Did they
me.
Use it?
And they, yes. Oh. And they told me how to say it. And it was like, so I was just going, okay, I'll say it. And then I got annihilated. So she's right. probably going to end up just hating that she said that.
So mm-hmm. what do you think she's feeling right now having, you know, watching the first episode? Do you think she feels like she should have done more of this, less of this? Like, what's the feeling that you had when you first watched your own episode? It must be scary, right?
I think you're overwhelmed. I think you don't even, I don't even remember my first feeling. I think there were so many feelings going on, like, oh, but did I really say that? Why did I do that? I hate my hair. Oh my gosh, like this, you know, there's so many yeah. things going through your mind on top mm-hmm. of the chaos and the craziness of the women, how they're acting, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, I need to do that now. I have to right. act like that now, you know?
Right.
And
mm-hmm. right. Yeah. So you relate, but she yeah. came on, she didn't have too much drama. We got an introduction to her. She has a husband named Josh mm-hmm. and two kids, one named Cash and the other one named Kingsley.
Love mm-hmm. the names. Love the names.
So what did you guys think of her? Did you like her for what we got? We didn't get much information. I mean, we know she's going to give her husband a great blowjob tonight because she got beautiful earrings.
She mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah. I mean, the poor guy yeah. doesn't even get... I feel like the blowjob is kind of like... I don't know.
Really?
You're married. You can't have sex. What's
well, she doesn't want to have sex because the two kids are already too much for her to handle. She
yeah,
wants him to get a vasectomy.
I know.
No more sex till he gets the vasectomy.
I know, but that's so unrealistic to make a guy chop off his
jaw. I put on a condom then.
Yeah. Put a lampshade on him. I mean, that's terrible.
I'm a little bit meh about her. Mm. Yeah, the pretty comment and then the way she was treating him when they met. And she's like, you're late. There was no text. You know, you should be doing this and you should be. And I was like, oh, give him a break. Mm-hmm. Like, he's late. He's sorry. He's here. He's probably paying for it.
Right.
Yeah, just
exactly, right?
Be like grateful that you get that moment together. Was he late? Does that stink? Yeah. Should he have texted probably first? Of course. Mm-hmm. But we all get kind of caught up in our lives. I just think she like made such a big deal about it. And the whole thing, if you guys noticed, you know, let us know on either YouTube or iTunes. Make sure you're rating our show 5 stars, all the other AfterBuzz TV shows 5 stars. Let me know if you found this annoying. She kept saying his name, Josh.
Oh, instead of calling him honey or sweetie or babe or whatever
your
earmuff
is. You know, what do you think about, you know, the fact that we had children? Do you think that's changed everything, Josh?
I didn't notice that. That's really interesting.
Oh, why can't you call?
Well, I can see, although I think it's weird, you know, like when you're in trouble, like, well, not now, but when your parents,
you don't call
younger,
your children like, honey, you're like,
yeah. James. Yeah, exactly.
She was having a discussion.
Right. She was being a little bit.
Voice her opinion.
Right. Exactly. She was, you know, trying to say like,
obviously,
excuse me.
You.
Yeah.
It irritated
right.
me. I felt like it was very contrived.
See, I've done that before.
Like she was pushing for the cameras.
My boyfriend, I'm like, I repeatedly would say his name. I guess when you're frustrated, sometimes you use the name because you're not going to be like, honey, what the fuck? Sweetheart. Oh, screw yeah. this. You know, you're going to be like, obviously, you're going to do something. You know, you're reprimanding him. Mm-hmm. She's
maybe that's
him.
When he's going like his tail between his legs.
Yeah,
now he's
right.
like,
sure.
Oh, I need to go
right.
buy her a nice pair of earrings again.
Right, right.
But to
right.
be honest, I think though,
it's a big earrings.
I think she was actually quite nervous.
You think so?
Being mm-hmm. her first episode, and I think she felt in some way. I mean, God, we've all seen all the Housewives, and we just discussed about before about the drama you need to bring. I think she felt that she needed to bring something more, perhaps.
Right.
She's sitting there, she's like, I've got to create something.
It felt
really
contrived.
It was.
It felt very contrived.
But true, I will give you this, though. I think the discussion a little bit later, there were a few honest little opinions when they talked about life after kids. They weren't all, oh my God, we're so happy.
Right.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, she said she wrote a
she's
book.
Like, oh
yeah.
my God, this is horrible.
I love
remember
my
before?
Kids.
We used to have sex. We used to go out. Sucks. Look at us now.
Mm-hmm. I love my kids, but this fucking sucks. If she wrote a book, she said it'd be called I Love My Kids, But This Fucking Sucks.
Yeah, there you go. There's some honest that I was
mean,
like, oh,
yeah.
well, maybe you're not.
The
so.
Amount
you're
of moms
mom.
That truly feel that yeah. is, I mean, not yeah. maybe not every day, but yeah. she yeah. relates to a lot of moms. Because
oh, yeah.
when you're going through the motions, you don't realize that the day's passed. And you're like, where did this day go? This, like, really? I didn't even go to the bathroom once today.
I don't know how you do it.
I wiped my kids' tushes, but
right,
I didn't
right,
myself
right,
today,
right.
you know?
No, absolutely.
And so I understand. I can feel with her on
no,
that.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm not a mom. I don't think you guys know.
No.
Okay, so we have one mom here, even though she doesn't look like a mom. But she's a mom yeah. of three.
Yeah.
So you know that I don't know how you do it, but
and twins too, right?
Yes.
Well, it's
yeah.
three.
But I don't remember
yeah.
those years.
Yeah.
when the twins were little, I don't remember that.
But I think you just naturally you just are able to handle it.
You just do it.
Motherly instinct, mm-hmm. whatever it is that you guys.
Now we do have to note happens. Though, she does have help. And she admits yeah. she is mm-hmm. working. Well, she says, I'm a model, and that means I actually do work. But she does have full-time
yeah.
nanny.
Well, she's working. If she wasn't working, I mean, I think it'd be different. But I think it almost is – everybody has help, just different mm-hmm. types of help. Like, my mom had a babysitter. It wasn't like a live-in nanny. But, you know, this is high society New York. They're
they can
have
afford
them.
It.
Yeah.
If you can afford it, then
do
why
it.
Not have
I would
somebody
not do
that's
it.
There?
Life is getting busier, too. I'm sorry. But the whole days of not having anyone around is gone now because – between the media and everything going on in the world, even in the slower parts of the United States, I feel like people are just still busier. Like, you're just busier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not doing everything like all the laundry and all of the deep cleaning and, you know, the dropping the kids everywhere that they go.
How could you?
Know? You?
I have an apartment. I couldn't do it.
Yes,
and
I know.
And a boyfriend, and I can't do it. How do you do right. it with a huge house and
yeah.
kids? So we got to give her, you know,
give the mamas props.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start us. So the beginning of the episode, we see Heather and Carol. Carol's having a photo shoot, and she's kind of nervous in front of the camera. She's
for her
really
book
like,
cover, right?
Right, for her book cover. And Heather gives her a helping hand. She kind of tells her how to pose and helps her get through it. So this immediately, it's not so much this incident that, you know, is really important, but it's more that we see, they decided, Bravo says, let's open this season with Heather and Carol getting along really well. So...
Yeah.
I mean, they could choose from a million things. They chose that. So obviously, it's pretty significant. I didn't know that they weren't really – I mean, they obviously were doing well last year anyway, Heather and Carol. They really weren't having any too much
I think Heather had a little bit of beef with Sonia, but I think that was
yeah.
it. And then
yeah.
I guess Aviva is on the outs with everybody.
Right. So I don't know why it's interesting that they chose that. I mean, it wasn't like – I mean, this is like the season six premiere, and that's the first thing they open with. But regardless,
whether
they also want to
premiere is always a little boring.
It was personal.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
they always are because
well,
you're
they
just –
they need to
they
let
need
the
to,
audience
yes.
know who these characters
and
are.
And kind of rebuild you in case you're first season watching.
Exactly.
Season six is your first. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of go with it and go, okay, there's going to be some dramatic thing at the very end of the episode, but –
exactly.
The two blondes are best friends. The two brunettes are best friends. We get it.
And they pushed this back multiple times.
Yep.
This was supposed to air, I think, gosh, 6 months ago.
Really?
And then it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back.
I didn't hear that.
There was a lot of contract negotiations.
Mm-hmm. And because they were getting rid of people and bringing
people in. I mean, this is a full year. 1 year later. And Housewives never usually have a whole year off in hiatus. So for it to come back now,
Yeah. Well, at least they're back. That's all that matters. I'm glad they're sure back. A lot to do with getting paid, and who knows. Okay, so then they go into Sonia and Ramona, mm-hmm. and they show Sonia and Ramona sitting just chatting, and Ramona's getting a little bit sentimental. She's upset that Avery's going to be going to college. It's her only daughter. Mm. And Sonia's like, grow up. Who cares? It's just so dramatic. My daughter's there. You know,
she's
like,
losing her husband, too.
She doesn't know this then.
We don't.
She doesn't. Well, she probably knows.
That's what I'm saying. She's probably getting emotional. Like, she's going to have, absolutely. Like, an empty nester with nothing. She's going to have to buy a dog.
Absolutely.
Wait, what?
Ramona knows, obviously, deep inside that she's,
She's about to file.
She's known for years that Mario's been cheating, but she's never really wanted to admit it clearly. She's always on camera. And, you know, but she knows this deep down. It's not like all of a sudden one day she finds out. It just so happened that she wanted to wait. And she said it on the Bethany show. Mm. She said, she went to Bethany's talk show recently. And she said, I knew about it, but I waited till the cameras were done. I wasn't going to do this. You know, I wasn't going to do this on camera. I found out shortly after.
There are some things that you don't, even though you're on a reality show, you have a child, you can keep a little of this.
You don't want to share that with, you know, when you have children.
I mean, it's certainly the other housewives, and they talked about it. What was it, season 5, when they were in Morocco, mm-hmm.
and the fortune,
mm-hmm. and she talked about it and said, yeah, he's cheating. And all the other women they tried to act surprised, but then it all came out later, they all knew. But she was, as she admits, she was completely in denial until she caught him with her. She's a 27-year-old.
She's young.
Yeah, 27-year-old, and they've been on again, off again for a year. She's had a child, abortion.
She's not with him though. She didn't have a child with him.
Wasn't with him. Okay.
No. I'm pretty sure it wasn't with him. I know that they said there were some rumors that he got a girl pregnant. Mm-hmm. I was reading, but I didn't read that. You could be right.
Believe anything I read.
Yeah, I like to. But if you say that you read that, I just read something different. But who knows? Everything's different. We never know what news is correct.
News and gossip. But
exactly. But it's sad. It's a sad occurrence. And she has to. And I never wanted to see Ramona have to do that, because I always felt like Ramona was one of those people that, even though you knew that she knew that her life wasn't perfect, you still wanted her to feel like she can say that it is perfect. Because you never want to see her have to admit it.
Yeah.
Right. Because some people just can't handle it. And you don't. I don't want to see her break down.
I don't think any woman really wants to see people get divorced. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that any of us sit back and go, ooh, we want their marriage to actually end.
Right. And so many of them do. And it makes you wonder if it's reality TV. How many people from Real Housewives franchise have broken up?
90% or a lot. Any couple that's on a reality TV show. I mean, I think it puts you at a different, because you're not only seeing things in your relationship, but now you're seeing it broadcast and people saying something to you like, your husband does this to you, or you do this to your husband, or you do this with your kids. And it makes you second guess the things that you're doing when normally you wouldn't think anything of it. And all of a sudden you create a crack that was never ever there.
Yeah. Over the relationship, 24/7.
Think about Ramona always pushing to keep that fire and spark alive with her and Mario. Mm. Now that I think about it, maybe that's why, because she always knew it was going on, so she was always trying to bring something new into the relationship.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, this is going to be interesting then to watch over this whole season, what we can see their relationship. Like, even when they're discussing and they're talking to each other at the party, it did. I mean, we knew it was set up because she was supposed to ask him, you know, oh, look, here comes Aviva and she's going to come talk to you. Will you let me? Yeah, sure. But it'll be interesting. Let's all watch, knowing this knowledge, how the relationship pans out in front of the screen.
So speaking of the party, so there's a party that they all go to.
Whose birthday?
It's whose birthday?
Heather's birthday.
Yes, right. And to me, it seemed, once again, overproduced. I felt like it was... I feel like they're doing this more and more now. They're making it, they're not even trying to hide how produced it is. Mm-hmm. But obviously we see, the main thing here is that we see Aviva approach Ramona. She says, can I give you a hug? She comes very, you know, she's very apologetic. She's coming with open arms. She wants to be forgiven. And Ramona shuts her down. And Ramona says, you know what, like, you're mean-spirited. What you did last season, I can't forget what you did. It's really just... like, I don't want to hug you right now, basically. She shut her down.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Because I know when I watched the reunion last year and I saw Aviva be so apologetic, but then I saw a lot of the confessionals where she would say, I'm not sorry. Like, she would go back and forth on her sorries. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like she's super, super, like, she has that ulterior motives at all times? Or do you feel like she is genuine, and then when she is not apologetic and she takes it back, it's because she's really hurt and she's just trying to mask her being hurt? What do you think?
I think there's two ways that this happens. I think that sometimes you're still working through emotions when you're in the one-on-ones that you... So you get asked in confessional or one-on-one, what do you feel about this? And you're still processing your feelings. So then you blurt it out and you say it. And then more time passes and you're like, gosh, you know, if I really would have sat back and thought about that, I wouldn't have meant it. Right. But they have the footage. So there you go.
Right.
And I think the second thing that can happen is they think they need to say what sounds good at the time. But then they realize that's not their true feeling. And eventually that lie is going to catch up to you. So you have to be really careful because it's going, you're going to get found out if you are saying it. In a, you know, just to appease a certain audience or a certain group, you're gonna get found out.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. I guess I just wonder how at some point you get so comfortable with the cameras that you and with the microphones that you forget almost because you really do get comfortable to the point where you're not 24/7 watching what you have to say and what and that's why these and plus they have to be dramatic too to stay on the show. So it's a hard balance.
I mean that comes back to being dramatic and stuff, and I think a lot of it. Why this season took so long to go on air and why there were so many negotiations and discussion with contract. Because of that, people and housewives and, you know, Alexis, you can discuss about this any further, where women are, you know, they're taken off a season and stuff because they weren't as dramatic and they didn't bring a much. I mean, now it's like constantly they've got to, producers will cut you for the next season unless you're bringing, you got to bring the ratings, you got to bring drama, you got to bring something.
Right. It's not even just drama because look at Carlton, for instance, who brought a ton. She was very different, obviously, but she's
kiss
on
women,
the chopping board.
Naked,
we don't know for sure, but we, I mean, Joyce was boring. We have to say she was boring, but on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but obviously Carlton was dramatic in her own way. Jill Zarin was very dramatic. Mm-hmm. So at some point, too, it's
well, there's
like...
other issues that go into it.
Exactly.
Other things go into it besides not being dramatic.
Right.
But it's definitely a formula, and if that formula is not working, they're going to cut you. They have no problem. I think that when they did it with New York, when they fired all, like, three, 3 years ago, I think they realized then, oh, we can do this. We can get rid of three very important characters, and the show can still go on. If we choose the right people to take their place. So, I mean, hey.
I mean, it didn't stop any of us from watching.
Exactly.
No,
it did for, I think the ratings dropped the next year a little. But now look, they're going again.
Totally.
So I think that whatever Bravo does, they've got it figured out and they're going to keep on going. I keep thinking it's going to be the last season. Like even when I was a character, I kept thinking this is for sure going to be the last season. There's no way this is going to keep going on.
Right.
And they do. They've got it. They've got it down.
Yeah. Mm. They figure out a way to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, good for them. But you know, it's sometimes it's also about can they create the drama and who, and if the drama is created, who is not involved in that drama that we can get rid of? Like for instance, last night again, just saying there was a lot of drama with some of the older housewives, but Carlton and Joyce weren't involved in any of that. So it's just another reason that they can get the drama. They don't need them. Mm-hmm. So who in this circle is not creating any drama and who is out of the circle? Right now, I feel like it's so early, but I feel like Heather really is never too involved in the drama. Although she causes some bickering here and there, she's not really so involved in it. I could have lived without her this season for sure.
I think Carol too. I actually really like Carol because I think she's
a cool person.
She's a cool
person. You
want to
hang out there, you want to drink with her.
Yeah. But I don't really see her bringing any drama. I mean, I think she's interesting.
Right.
But nothing that they're looking for, you know,
Sonia. The drama can find you though. Even if you're not the dramatic one, it can be your head on the chopping block like that. So, I mean, we just have to wait and see.
They'll create it. They'll give you one line or something saying that this person said something, and I'm sure it can just go from 0 to 60 in a second.
Or they can also just, you know, how do I say this? Politically correct.
There's no politically correct.
Spoiler.
They can also just have little birdies tell you certain things, and then your or other cast members certain things.
They can text
the birdies.
You little things.
Tell you, and then all of a sudden you've got this horrible, you know, just anger or this, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? She said that.
And then there's a camera in your face,
and then
ready
before
for
you
YouTube.
Know it,
and you respond to it, and you didn't even think that it was going to go anywhere.
And it might or might not be true also.
You never know.
You never know.
I mean, some of them have no problem creating their own, actually creating stories.
Oh,
they
for
don't
sure
care.
Not.
They could care
no,
less.
For sure not.
What do they have to lose?
No.
What were you
going
to say?
I was just going to say, going back to Kristen with her husband, I'm not so sure she's just trying to find something to fight with him about. I think maybe it could be true. I think maybe that their marriage is a little bit like that, and it is stressful. And when the cameras are on, you do kind of, you know, all of a sudden that's even making you even more mad because you, you know, I don't know. It's too early to tell, but right. it might be that
absolutely.
It's true.
Absolutely. I find it hard to see a woman in general who lives very well, I mean, has a lot of beautiful things and has a husband that works really hard, and then to give them a lot of, you know, difficulty with oh, why aren't you home early? Why? I don't understand that, because it's like, if they're working so hard and you want all of these things, I feel like they should be supportive in knowing that, like, they can't have all these things. You can't have it
we
all.
We don't know the backstory, though, because there are times, I totally agree with you. I mean, and I feel that way about my husband. But if I'm cooking a meal or if I'm doing something and he doesn't call me to tell me he's going to be
annoying.
Late.
Yes. Or text, that's annoying. That's annoying.
And so we don't really know the backstory about why she's irritated. Maybe they've had this fight before. Maybe, maybe it's an ongoing thing and she's like, why didn't you just pick up the phone and text me or call me or... You know, who knows?
And she does do a bit of tongue-in-cheek when she says we're 8 years, maybe not nine. You know, who knows? We'll see.
So maybe she's sarcastic.
It's just probably playful and just fun. But, you know, it's real. I think her relationship is actually real that she's showing.
I can't wait to see more.
I know.
It reeled me in enough to want to see more.
Well, knowing she's friends with Beth, Howard Stern's wife, is like, I love her to death. I love Beth. Yeah. She's the coolest woman ever. So yeah, whoever she's going to hang out with is going to be.
But also being friends with and back in the modeling days with Brandy and how they're going to make on later in the season and appearances with her. And
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Well, we see Yolanda as well. Yolanda comes on too. So because Yolanda's there because I'm sure it has to do with her moving Gigi and her daughter into New York for the college.
Very cool.
But, okay, so we see Ramona, speaking of Kristen, Ramona goes up to Kristen at the party as well and says, listen, I just want to know ahead of time because I had to deal with so much with Aviva. I want to know, are you real? Are you going to be authentic? She asks those really strange questions that I would be so freaked out if I didn't know somebody and they just came up to me and asked me that. I'd be like, what? Listen, whatever beef
no
you
filter.
Have. Yeah, she just
no
doesn't
filter
think
whatsoever.
First. And it's innocent, but it's like what she did. I remember last season, the taxi driver, her limo driver, something like that, was taking her around town and she said to them, did you write down the address I told you? I mean, you're a driver. You should know to write down the address because you shouldn't have to ask me again about the address. Yes. And like she means well, but it comes off like she doesn't mean well.
A little abrasive.
You know? Right. Mm-hmm. So in this case, she was trying to see if she's real, but you know what? Just use your intuitions. Just meet the person and then go from there. You don't need to scare them right up front.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Ramona for you. So
I think Kristen's comment back. It's like my two crazy drunk aunts.
Yeah, I know.
Laughed out loud.
Oh my god. Well, Sonia, I mean, seriously, first of all, does not look like an aunt. She's lost like 30 pounds.
Let's talk about how amazing
we need
she looks.
We're gonna get her to call in. We're all gonna tweet her. We're gonna get her to call in. We'll get her to come here, whatever.
She looked phenomenal.
I guess if we go get a 27-year-old boyfriend, we'll all look like that.
23. And what a hottie.
Ooh, what a hunk.
What a hunk. He looked like a little John Stamos and like a little Desi Arnaz mixed together. I don't know. He was a little hottie. I was just...
What's
impressed.
Your opinion? Does anybody know the age thing here, though?
This is a little odd. Like, he just wants a sugar mama. What, honestly,
what does he want?
Sonia looks good, but really, like he's attracted to that at 27 he looks like that. I mean, really.
23.
I
That's
don't
crazy.
Want to be mean, but that is, or 23. I know,
but
I don't
you
know
what?
27 in my head.
I know. I totally agree with you, but then I remember, like, one of my a personal trainer I had a long time ago, hottest guy, straight, such a cutie. He was seeing a woman who was a lawyer who was like, 50-something, and he was, like, 25. Mm. And it was so weird. And I said, like, I mean, I don't care. I asked right out. I'm like, what is it? And he said a lot of his friends do this, too. It's because they know what they want. And they are there's no BS. It's just, like, they just know what they want in bed. They know what they want in life. And they're confident. And a lot of the times, younger girls, you know, we're confused. We don't really know what's going on. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm 30 years old. I know what I want.
You're not 30. Are you really?
Yeah,
yes,
I'm not 30.
Oh, my God. No, you're not.
You guys are going to make
me really?
Blush. Yeah.
Wow. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, not that 30's old, but I mean, like, you look like you're 18. Okay.
And you're not lost.
Way up top.
You've got your game plan going.
God.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I know what I want. I feel like 25, those guys don't know what they want. So why would a 50-year-old woman want to deal with a guy that hasn't really
she
got it figured
toy.
Out.
I mean, she
but she wants
else,
a boy,
she
boy
wants,
toy.
Totally.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about him. Like, what does he want?
Well,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess... Maybe sex is better when you're with an older woman. I don't know. I mean, she's not like an old, decrepit,
and she
like...
she looks good.
She looks good.
I did have somebody tell me that one time, though.
What?
That the sex is better with older women because they have just, oh my goodness. Are we really talking about this?
We are.
I had to chime in.
I'm like, out of comfort
zone.
She's
out of her comfort
zone.
I did hear that one time. But are you serving me vodka or water? No, but
what'd you hear?
Say this
Tell
very
us.
Delicately.
Okay.
because.
My earphones keep falling.
the younger girls just do the same one or two things. And then the older women are bored and been doing it for decades and so they are a little
try
bit more
things. Well, yeah. Open for it.
She's willing to do that.
They're loose. Thanks. They're comfortable in their own skin.
I'll let you say it. Thank you.
She's adventurous.
Well, do you remember last season? She was having sex in the other hole. in the forest.
I don't
or whatever.
Remember that.
She was away on vacation. They said, and Carol walked in and Carol saw it. She's like, sex in the butthole. She said, basically, she saw Sonia having with.
I remember that.
She saw it?
She saw it.
Yeah, she saw
it. Somehow. I don't know how she could distinguish the hole from that. I mean, you have to be like,
do you have a video in there?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a video. No.
No, not you, her. I meant them. I meant them.
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember she mentioned that. So obviously, Sonia is very.
Not a show for children, by the way.
No.
Preface this at the beginning of this.
Put your kids in the other room. Put your kids in the other room.
But at the end of the day, this isn't anything new. Like, we've seen last season. Her tagline is what I like to go commander.
Yeah.
There's fabulous. Nothing new, and in terms of, and I say bring it. I'm proud of her. I think she looks fabulous.
I do too.
I say, if you can get a 23-year-old guy like that,
she's not looking for anything serious, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Adrian
but
Malouf.
Harry.
She's with a really young guy
what
now.
What about
What's
Harry,
up with
though?
That? They all go from older guy to younger. Harry.
Harry
okay, so Harry,
back in and out.
For anybody that's anybody who's just starting the season now, maybe, Harry is Aviva's, correct?
Ex-husband. And they have a child.
Right. And Harry is like very well known in New York. He has a lot of money. He's close friends with Ramona, with Sonia from the past. Sonia used to date him, or they kind
Luann.
Of.
Luann.
No, but Sonia was, it seemed like Sonia said she loved him many times. Like whatever. But he also slept over Ramona's house a bunch of times, or her apartment. Like, he's like one of those like guy friends that everybody knows, I guess. Mm-hmm. He's very well known. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where Harry... Oh, I'd like to see Harry. Come on.
I would, too. I'm
now,
see this guy.
When did they divorce?
He's been on before.
Harry? Last season?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. You don't remember him either?
I can't remember
him. Yeah, okay. You have a good memory. I don't remember.
He's my cameo appearance.
Yeah, okay. We need a little bit more.
When did Aviva and Harry get divorced?
A while ago,
on the show, or was it
on the show? No, it was way before. But yeah, so you brought up Harry. So what were you going to say about Harry?
Oh, I wasn't going to say
anything. Oh, well, whatever.
Sorry.
Anyway, that was Harry. I don't know why we got on the topic of Harry, but Harry.
No, you like him.
We're talking about because he gave Sonia a big kiss on the lips, and she's like, whoa, are we starting something here again?
The ember.
See, again, right. So it's
23-year-old boy, but does she go back to...
I don't think... I feel like once you go young, you can't go
this
back.
This is... Obviously, we see at the end of the, you know, show, the preview for the next season, she gets very upset about something. He leaves with Luann or somebody else.
Yeah.
So there's going to be major drama with him that's going to center completely around him, where she's crying in bed about it. So I think there are probably true feelings there. And this, you know, 23-year-old's a fun little fling.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just having fun while she can until she figures out what else she wants.
So, I totally agree. But getting into, okay, so Aviva and Ramona, going further with that. Mm-hmm. So Sonia has a tea party. And she invites the girls, and this usually happens, so I wasn't too shocked, but last year, Sonia and Ramona really wanted nothing to do with Aviva, and now all of a sudden, we don't see the backstory to this, but Aviva is friends with Sonia now. So that happened, obviously, behind closed doors, and there's nothing worse than that feeling, and you must know, you've all probably been there. You probably have been there. Where the person who has hurt you, all of a sudden your best friend is friends with them. Yeah. And it just feels like your heart's being taken out of your chest.
You're kind
of
like, what?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Where's the loyalty
but
here?
Was it just me? Or were you absolutely exhausted? That conversation the tea party.
Yeah. For sure. Yes.
The two beloved blonde BFFs or whatever they want to call.
Crazy drunk aunts.
They do, but they just go at each other. And they've got such...
It's the way they
talk. Their speech is so fast, and you're just like, oh, God.
And poor Kristen's trying to help or, you know, alleviate the situation. She can't even get a word in.
Yeah. No.
Not even to try and help one situation or clarify something, because they're just...
That's where Luann would have really been great, because Luann knows how to talk
I'm
to Ramona. Luann knows how to get through Ramona and Sonia. And she's been there for years. She always, I love it when she's there because the other girls don't really know their dynamic. And Sonia and Ramona are like sisters. They'll fight, they'll bicker, but they'll always be together. Mm-hmm. They'll always have each other's backs. But at the same time, that's when it hurts the most, when someone like your sister, you feel like is being a traitor to you and kind of going, crossing over, you know. So it's, I want to know though, what you guys think and whose side you're on. So if you want to log on to our iTunes and rate us, give us 5 stars. I know Lindsay already mentioned this, but we'll reiterate it. If you can give us 5 stars if you like what we're talking about tonight. And you can also log on to our YouTube and comment and let us know whose side are you on. Even though we know Aviva and Ramona do get along in the end, I still feel like this is not permanent. So if it's not going to be permanent, whose side would you be on, Aviva or Ramona? So let us know. You're all very, very verbal in all of our other shows. So I'm sure you're going to have a lot to say, and we definitely want to hear about it. So
I actually have a question for you ladies.
Yes.
So if you're working to try and fix a relationship or mend a friendship, like Aviva has been trying to do with Ramona, how far do you go, like at the party? Hi, can I give you a hug? No, you can't. I'd like to get drinks. I don't know if I can. Calls her, tries to set something up, and she's like, I really don't know. I still feel, and she's, and Ramona's saying, I called her mean-spirited. Doesn't she get it? How long do you try to mend a relationship with someone or fix something, even if it wasn't your fault that the relationship failed, before you go, I have to give up. I have to either let this negativity pass, or this person is clearly moving on with their life and I'm not in it. How long do you go?
I have too much pride. I would never beg anybody. I would never be desperate with anybody. Unless they were my best friend in the whole wide world. But even in that case, I've had one of my best friends in the whole wide world think I said something that I never said. And at one point, she didn't listen to what I had to say. So I'm like, well, bye. Friends come and go. Whatever. It's family. So for me, I personally would never go that far to do something. But I don't know. What about you?
I'm different. I would try until I felt like I would know, and I've had it happen before too.
Yeah.
I know when that line is crossed, I'm like, I'm done. And it's different. It's different with different people. Like, it's what was the instance? What's the backstory? How long have you been friends? What has your relationship been in the past? Has it been bumpy or smooth? And this is the first hiccup. Do you feel a little bit guilty? Can you kind of see part of their side? Right. That's kind of where I would take it. But I'm telling you, once that line is drawn and I'm done, I'm really done.
I know
done.
You are. I know you are.
I'm really done.
No, totally. Because you put your whole heart into your
friendship. Yeah, I'll keep trying. I'll keep trying. And then once, if it's like, nope, you've said no 3 times, or if that's how many it took, okay, fine. I'm on, and I'm tooting my,
And that's when they want you back.
Yeah.
Once you're done.
I mean, I agree with that completely with you, Alexis, on it, that you, I think it's also an environmental or circumstance situation where you try. I try multiple times in different instances. As in that case with Aviva, you try at a party. Who knows? She's around others. She may not
could
be
have, alcohol.
See, like,
could have,
maybe
you know.
If I call her just one on one, that might be better. Or maybe if I provide, as she said, let's just have cocktails, you and me. You know, you've got to try, I think, different ways of approaching it. And then if you're just constantly, she won't even meet you one on one just for a coffee. It's like, okay, I understand. That's fine. I still have my feelings. I'd still like to, mend our relationship. But if you feel it, that's it.
We have learned from Ramona, all it takes is a tequila shot. So that's
what you need to do. Just and a martini. Get a tequila shot.
Yeah. A couple glasses of wine. A fun, pretty cocktail. You're good
absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you need to know exactly. It's like, for me, it just would be, I would have to know that I really want this friend. It's not just about winning somebody back. And it's about, do I want this person in my life that badly? Because it's going to take a lot of effort to get somebody to come back to you. And especially if you've hurt them. And Aviva wouldn't do that if she didn't feel guilty. And Aviva has said numerous times she's wrong. She was wrong in the circumstances, and she called her white trash. She was wrong with all that.
She owned it.
But she reeled Sonia in much faster, because Sonia lets things off her, things off her shoulder.
She's like a guy
big
like that.
She doesn't want to. But Sonia has a lot of issues.
She's just a free kid.
Right. Yeah. No, totally. But still, Sonia has a lot of problems going on. When you have a lot of issues that you're dealing with, things like this become more and more petty. But Ramona doesn't have any problems.
It's not really worth her time and energy for it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, some people are more fortunate and they don't have to, and these issues become much bigger in
their
lives.
Now, Ramona did say she was, though, meeting her for the sake of the group.
For the sake of the show.
we'll see what happens, obviously, as the season goes on, if this continues or if it actually does get mended and they become better friends.
But. Right. So, so then, obviously, we know Aviva and Ramona, they go to have drinks. They have lots of drinks, as Alexis mentioned, which helps a lot, helps ease a lot of nerves. And Ramona said, I take you back. Now, I think Ramona did this because I think she knew ahead of time, if Sonia, who's my best friend, is going to be friends with her, I have to be friends with her.
I didn't even think of that. I thought the tequila just got to her head. That's a really good point.
I just feel like I would do that, because I wouldn't want to be the one left out, because now they're going to hang out and stuff, and I want to make sure I'm included. That's my best best friend.
Oh, you're so smart.
Keep your friends close, your enemies closer, right?
I'm going to call you my next friend fight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alex, you can call me any day, anytime, honey.
Hi, Rob, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. What did you guys think that it was had anything to do with that? Or do you feel like she would have said yes regardless? Because I feel like if Sony was like, screw Aviva, she wouldn't even win.
I agree with that. I think she would have. I think she's, yeah, kind of taking Sonia's route and going, okay, I'll give it a shot just because Sonia said to give it a shot. You're right. If she had said, no, I'm not going to be friends with her. No way. No ifs, ands, or buts. Then Ramona said, I'm sorry. I'm not meeting you. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the group, we will, you know, coexist.
Right.
But
right.
Other than that, we're not hanging out. We're not going to be friends. We're not going to do anything together. But I give her props for going, and I feel like they were both open. And even though Aviva kind of stuck in a couple little, oh, you're older than me.
That was she early at the party. That was terrible.
And your hair is whiter. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like she meant that in a nice way. Because I know when people go blonder, I always think it's so hot. I'm like, oh, I love the white. I don't mean like, I'm not looking, you're solely blonde hair. But I love that like blonde and Pam Anderson white color.
But I feel like even with those little digs, you know, Ramona's so like, she says whatever she wants. I think she just takes that as, oh, she's giving me a compliment in just her way. And I was happy to see them getting along.
I think Ramona, too, she's very loyal. And so it's so much harder. Like, I feel like Sonia would just, she would go and hang. She didn't even ask not that she should ask permission, but I feel like she didn't even bring it up to Ramona at all. She blindsided Ramona and said, we're hanging out now. If I was at a best friend, if that was my best friend, I would be like,
I need the replay. Like, how did it happen? I need like the girl version.
I would just want to know
what happened. How?
Like, I would feel a lot better if she called me and she was like, okay, look, I'm going to be talking to Aviva now, and I know you don't like this, but I'm giving it to you straight because you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. Versus like, yeah, I like her now. I'm over it. You should be over it too. It's like, come on, don't. This is my these are my feelings. Don't
you just completely dismiss my feelings? Right. You know how I felt about it. I thought we were on consent together. We were a team, was it not? So no, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think she felt in some way she was kind of.
And that only applies for best friends, though.
Yes,
that only applies for best friends.
It would be creepy if you got
not just an okay friend, like not just someone you're an acquaintance with or a friend. It only relates when it's a best friend because you are kind of like.
I think if it was any of the other ladies, if it was Carol, Heather, that said that Ramona would be like, well, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not going to be friends with her because you are. But it's different. I mean, this is like her best friend.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know if this is going to end up being the beginning of a deterioration in their friendship. Ooh. I hope not.
Well, it didn't show that in the previews.
No, it didn't. But who knows?
That would be interesting.
No, I know. So, okay. That basically sums up this episode. We we're anticipating what's going to happen. Obviously, we have a lot of episodes left. And I'm just hoping that Sonia and Ramona stay close and they stay like a team because that's really the best way to watch this show is to see the two of them, like the Lucy and Ethel. They're so funny. But let's get into some predictions. I want to see you guys.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's start with Lex. Do you have any predictions?
Oh,
we could start with Steph. Whoever
for
wants
this show.
Yes, like anything. It could be any prediction you have.
What's this season going to produce, Alexis?
Well, from the I mean, we did kind of see a snippet of the preview, but. Oh, I'm like going to say, maybe. I'm going to say Sonia kicks the 23-year-old to the curb.
Oh.
Ooh.
Poor guy. That must hurt.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not on camera. That'd be embarrassing. Oh, Lord. I have to say, I think that this is going to be, a really big fight between Sonia and Ramona, but I think at the end they're going to make up. I just don't see them ever hating each other for a long period of time. I can't accept that. Okay.
I think from all the previews we saw and literally all the drama that's happening, there's got to be some major fight in every single episode. Yeah. I feel like with literally everything we saw, it was like it's overload. It felt like literally everywhere they go, there's going to be major drama between one character and another. And it is going to center around Carol and Heather and Aviva. And each one of them is going to have a major. And it looks like Luann even gets into it with a couple of the girls. So I'm predicting major drama every single episode. We're going to get like a little taste of it every single episode.
What about you, Seth?
I agree. I think there's going to be a big confrontation between Aviva and Carol. I think Heather's
Aviva and Carol. Okay.
Wow. And I think Heather's going to step up this season. I think she, as we talked about, she's a bit, notices. I think she's going to show a game. She's like, okay, I'm going to voice my opinion more often. I'm going to get in your face. Mm. And I think their trip away is going to be an absolute disaster. There's no doubt about that.
They always are, honey.
Exactly. Oh, I don't think Luann, I'm really disappointed because, you know, without Luann, then you've kind of lost the original. And I really wish, but I don't think she's going to meet that many appearances this season. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be
disappointing. We'll cherish the one she's on.
Exactly.
Okay, so where can we find you, Steph?
You can find me at Host McGrath on Twitter, or you can find me on my website, www.stephaniemcgrath.com, as well as Bravo TV, this Thursday night, again, for repeats of both 8 p.m. and at 10 p.m.
Okay, Lindsay.
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, and my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Lex?
On Twitter at Alexis Bellino, and on my website, Alexis Bellino, or I'm sorry, everythingalexis.com. And what else am I missing? Facebook at Alexis Bellino.
Oh, easy. Yeah. I'm at Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Nope.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.